Good morning.
Good morning.
Apparently, the Lord knew just how many children were going to be up front today. Okay, I'd like you to hold that one. And in a little bit, you can show the picture. All right, who would like another one? Okay, let's give the gentleman some. All right, hold it up that way. Whoops. And then you hold this one this way. Okay? Now, the reason I'm showing you these pictures, and we're going to see some on the screen in a little while, is because we're going to talk about the shepherds in Bethlehem. How many of you know the story of when Jesus was born? Tell me a little bit about the story.
That Jesus was born in the manger.
Okay. All right. We're going to read Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 17, and that is the story that records the birth of Jesus. And it says, and it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place when Irenaeus was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone in his own city. Now, can you imagine wherever you were born, wherever your parents were born, and if they called a census worldwide, they would have to go to the city that they were born in. Some of you, that would be difficult, wouldn't it? But this is what they had to do. They had to go to the city of their birth. So Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David. What do you know about King David? You know anything about King David? When he was a little boy, he was a shepherd. Okay, so that's going to be really important here when we get a little bit farther. And he was to be registered with Mary, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and lay him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. If an angel showed up next to you, you think you might be a little bit afraid? Okay, they were a little bit afraid. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For born to you this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the King. And this will be the sign," and this is important, "this will be a sign unto you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them in heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known." What's so special about these shepherds? Why did the angels come to these shepherds? The reason God sent the angels to these shepherds is because they were the shepherds in charge of raising special sheep. These sheep that they were raising were the sheep that were going to grow up and be the sacrifices in the temple in Jerusalem. And these sheep could not have any spots, any wrinkles. Nothing could be wrong with them. And the shepherds were in charge of raising these special sheep. Some think that maybe the shepherds had been priests, but if nothing else, they were taught exactly what to do, when to do it, how to do it, so that the sheep would be raised for the temple sacrifice. Now, you're holding pictures of towers. Different towers were built all around what is called the Shepherd's Field. What do you think they would do in these towers? You have any idea? You know? Well, if you look at the top of them, the very top of these, you see that there are windows or there's a big platform. And the shepherds would go to the very top of the towers and they would look out to see if something was going to happen to their sheep. What might happen to the sheep? Eaten by animals. Yes. Okay. Remember, yes. Okay. And at certain times of the year, they also had to make sure that nobody stole the sheep. So they were looking at the towers, and they could see, because these towers were all around the shepherd's field. And in a little while, we're going to find out about a special tower and why it's so important. Now, let me ask you this. If you're watching sheep, and you have to make sure that these sheep don't get scarred up, broken up, anything happen to them, would you let the sheep wander out in the wintertime when it was cold? So you see the bottom of these towers, there were places that they could bring the sheep in on a super cold night. Other than that, they would let them out. But you can see that there were a lot of places for the sheep to come in, right? Okay, so these sheep would come in. If the city next to them, Jerusalem, got crowded at any time of the year, and there was a danger that maybe somebody could take a sheep, do you think that the shepherds would let the sheep stay out a long time in that season? That season was the springtime when there was Feast of Unleavened Bread, Feast of Passover, the Feast of First Fruits. So they would guard the sheep by looking out the windows, looking out, and then bringing the sheep in at different times. If you're watching sheep and you've got to make sure that nothing happens to them, would you bring them out in the hot summertime? No. You would bring them in the heat of the day, let them come out at night. And so these towers were for more than one reason. What do you think the best time of the year would be for these sheep to be able to stay outside day and night and the shepherds to stay outside with them? What time of the year do you think that would be? If it's not in the winter, couldn't be in the spring, not in the summer, what does that leave? Fall. That's because the nights were cool, but not too cold. The days were warm, but not too hot. And so they all could stay outside during that time of the year. And we're going to learn something else about that time of the year, too. But something to know about the sheep that the shepherds were taking care of. Remember I told you that these were sheep being raised for the temple sacrifice? There is going to be a picture in here in a little bit. One of them you can see right there, where you can see a lot of different entrances. You can see a lot of holes in them, okay? What would happen when the mommy sheep was about to have her baby? They would take that baby, or they would take that mama, inside of a special tower. There is a special tower that is called the Tower of the Flock. And what would happen in the Tower of the Flock is that they would take the mommy into the Tower of the Flock, where a lot of different stalls were, so the mommy could have their own little place, to have their own little baby. And when the sheep was just about to be born, the shepherds would go and they would help the mommy give birth to the babies. As soon as the baby lambs were born, they would wash the baby off and they would wrap the baby in special clothes called swaddling clothes, strips of cloth. Now, how would that help the baby lamb? You have any idea? Yes. They wouldn't get cold. What else? Or too hot. Also, they couldn't thrash around and get cut. Or if they're trying to stand up right after being born, they could break their legs. So the shepherds would wrap the sheep up, the little baby lambs, in spiral cloths to keep them safe, and then they would lay them in a manger. Folks, this is the manger. A manger is a water trough that was cut out of the stone, because Bethlehem mainly had stone. So that meant there had to be workers to do the work to build the stone and to build the towers, didn't it? Okay. But after the baby sheep were wrapped in swaddling clothes, they laid the baby lamb in the manger, and then the priest would come and look at that baby lamb. And they would look to see, were there any scratches? Did the legs get broken? Are there any spots on the lamb? Nope. This lamb's okay. That lamb's okay. Those lambs that were protected with the swaddling clothes, those were the lambs, the male lambs, only the boy lambs, would be raised for the temple sacrifice when they became a year old. And all throughout the seasons, the shepherds would have to make sure they took care of those baby lambs that had no spots, no scars, no broken legs, no cuts on their feet. They had to be pure, spotless lambs. Now we get back to Joseph and Mary. But before we do that, I'm going to read two verses in Micah. Micah chapter 4, verse 8 says, "And you, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come, even the former dominion shall come, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem." So here in Micah, we see that the lambs were going to be in the tower of the flock, and that the Messiah was going to be born in the tower of the flock. And in Micah 5, this is where the prophecy says, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judea, yet out of you shall come to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting to everlasting." So two prophecies in Micah tell us that there's going to be a special baby born, where the baby's going to be born, and when the angels told the shepherds that the baby was born, how are they going to know where the baby was found? What was the baby going to look like? What was this baby boy going to look like? He was going to be wrapped in strips of cloth instead of just a blanket. And it says he was going to be laid in the manger. So the shepherds that already knew the prophecies, the shepherds that already knew that the king would be born in the tower of the flock and laid in the manger, they knew just where to go. That's why those are the shepherds that the angels chose to be the first ones to know about the birth of Jesus. Now, you've heard in the story, too, that when Joseph and Mary came to Bethlehem, there was no room for them in the inn. It wasn't a hotel they were looking for. They were looking for Joseph's family. And in the family houses, there was a guest room for visitors, for family members that came to stay. But when they came, because everybody was called to go to the city of their birth, the guest room was already full. There was no room for Joseph and Mary in the guest room because family members have already been there. More than likely, Joseph's family were the very ones that helped to build all these towers and to cut out the manger and to separate the stalls. Do you think they know where the tower of the flock was? They helped Joseph and Mary go to the tower of the flock during the fall of the year so that baby Jesus could fulfill the prophecies. He would be born in Bethlehem Ephrathah, and that he would be born in the tower of the flock. Now you know why these shepherds were called, why it's so important that we know the right timing. Also in the fall of the year, there were some feasts. the Feast of Trumpets, where they would declare the glory of the Lord, and for the next 10 days, they would assess themselves, they would check themselves out, and confess their sins so they'd be ready for the Day of Atonement. So children, Jesus was born, what city? Bethlehem. What place? The Tower of the Flock. What season? Fall. That sets the story straight, right? Okay, thank you. Who would like to pray for us today?
Dear God, thank for all of them. Thank for your protection, goodness, and always with us. Thank for letting us come to church here to worship you. Amen.